Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. This week's Pioneer Agronomy Update on the Red River Farm Network comes from the Mapleton, North Dakota area. Farm broadcaster Don Wick has more in this report.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Update. I'm Don Wick on the road. We are southwest of Mapleton at Durbin, North Dakota. Jeremy Baumgartner is with us, strategic account manager. And Jeremy, first of all, give me an idea about how we got the crop in, how things are in this area.
Yeah, so the crop went in pretty good in this area. I'd say 40% of it was planted before that first rain, roughly around the 15th of May. And then the remainder of it went in the last week or two of May, first part of June. Got pretty darn good stands coming, especially in the corn crop. The corn looks pretty good. But then about 10 days ago, we got a really hard, fast rain in this geography, anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of rain. There's a lot of crusting. There's a lot of yellowing in the corn. Even the soybeans are struggling to get through some of this crop and make a stand right now as well. We've been getting a lot of questions this week specifically around soybean stands and if we should be replanting or not. And I guess my opinion is, you know, we typically in this geography, we plant 165 to 180,000 beans. And if you've got anywhere from 120 to 140 plants out there right now, I'd leave them. But more importantly, I think we need to wait till after this rain event that's potentially going to come tonight. Those beans are coming and they're trying. It's just to your point, that crust is really thick.
Talk about that. We've been pushing that close to 100 degrees and this wind today even is really blowing pretty hard. Is that too much of a concern?
You know, the plants need some cooler weather at night to respirate or to breathe, if you will, just like we need to lay down and sleep at night too. The plants need a little bit of time off. So we haven't had a really extended period of hot, dry, windy weather. It feels like it to us, but you know, it looks like the forecast is going to cooperate, and I think we'll be okay. We just need a shot of rain in certain geographies, and you know, 80 degrees would be perfect and sunny.
We're in that area southwest of Mapleton at Durbin, North Dakota. I'm Don Wick for the Pioneer Agronomy Update.
Clayton.